WFTW Mountain, 430 repeater.
This is WZ8N. I heard somebody in there. Can you hear my voice? Whiskey Zulu 8 November.
Whiskey Zulu 8 November. So WZ8N. Oh, interesting call sign. This is KD8FKW. Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. Well, clear anyway. How's everything going this morning?
Well, everything's going fine for me. I had a buddy on the local repeater here that was curious about the All-Star node, and I've got two of them connected together right now. One is the one that you're on with many other repeaters, and the other one is down in Atlanta, Georgia. I guess I'll disconnect the Atlanta, Georgia one. But name is Rick, R-I-C-K. I'm in Manistee. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning, Rick. Yeah, name here is Brad, and I'm way up here in Sault Ste. Marie. Yeah, well, thanks for hooking into the system here, that's for sure. Oh, and what's going on today? Well, it's a beautiful, sunshiny day, a lot of blue sky out there, a little bit of clouds, and we end up with a little bit more snow last night, so that upped our total for the year, that's for sure. I think we got maybe 5 to 6 inches, so that's pretty good. I'm sure you're nice and warm down south there, because I think you said you're in Manistee.
Yeah, we had a little snow for a while earlier this morning, and temperature was just going to drop just a bit, and it was going to get rather breezy, about 20, 21 miles an hour. Not too bad, but a little more than that is a little less temperature than you'd want for going out and raking sticks off the grass and going for a walk and so forth. So I'm going to be working on some projects here. My buddy Tom, N8OVA, who may come in here, was inquiring about the All-Star node that I have running, and I'm not fully aware of what's required on this thing. I thought that you could just punch in the through the DTMF tones and make a connection from the outside world, but that doesn't seem to work here. There's something that I haven't got activated. But anyway, you're coming through from Sault Ste. Marie, loud and clear, very good connection. Go ahead.
Oh, very good. So, I just I'm not too well reversed with these All-Star nodes either. I actually found a website that sells them. AllScan goes by. That's where I got mine from. He made it a little mini PC and put all the software in it and sent it up to me, and everything was about $127. I'm like, wow, you know, I can't beat it. And it's way more reliable than the little Raspberry Pi that I was using, that's for sure. And the software interface there is way easier, too. It's all done over the internet, of course, and, well, I shouldn't say internet, but the network, and you can pick through an ad list and make a favorite list, and that's kind of what I did.
Okay, well, this one's running on a Raspberry Pi 4, and, gee, I had a couple of other ones. I think that the DMR one still, in fact, it's connected to this system that we're talking on. The DMR one still works, and I got a DMR radio that's on the other side of the room. And that goes through a little Raspberry Pi, what do they call it, a Pico, or not a Pico, no. It's small, anyway. And I think that I probably paid out, I don't know, $50 for the hardware for that thing, I'm guessing. And but I like this one because I can keep it on 24/7, and if somebody wants to use it from the outside world locally, they can. And I've got a, what do you call it? called Echolink node that's up, and some folks use that too every once in a great while to get in. And that's that antenna is pointed toward our repeater, and we can get in there. There's some guy, there's one fellow down in Florida that likes to get in during the winter time, but anybody can use it that wants to. So I keep her on the air. Well, I'm going to get back to my little projects here. I got a remote control car I've been working on for months and months with my grandson, and I think I got an approach that might just work, and we'll give that a try and see if I can get the thing to scoot across the floor. This is WZ8M.
Oh, yeah, very good. So, yeah, that's pretty much how I got my node going to my repeater, too. But I just haven't found the time to get it connected to the repeater yet. I got the cable. I just got to plug it in, move it out to the shack there, and plug it into behind the repeater. And, it'll be good to go. I just haven't got the time to do it. So, anyway, patience. So, anyways, yeah, you sound pretty good on there. And, you must be a simplex node there. So, that's very good. So, anyway. It was good to chit-chat with you, and enjoy try to get that remote control car going there for your grandson. That sounds like a fun project. So, hey, have a good have yourself a fine day and a good afternoon. And, hey, maybe we'll hear you get out here. WZNKEFJW, as you say, money.
Okay, real good. Yeah, so. Yeah, this 2.4 gigahertz stuff doesn't give you a whole lot of range, but it's another venue. And between the Arduinos and the Raspberry Pis, I don't do anything that's real complex, but and I understand enough about the C code and that I can change what somebody else has already done and maybe add a few minor things. As in the case with this one, I found out that I believe that the processor runs too slow to take care of both the functions on the Wi-Fi interface radio and the car itself. And all I could get was a buzzing sound out of the motors. Whereas if I hook up a joystick direct with 5 volts coming in to an analog to digital converter on the board, the car will respond, but not with the signal, the process, I'll call it the processed signal from the radio. It just makes the odor controller pulse real fast, and you can hear the pulses changing as you change the position of the joystick, but it doesn't give you any motion on the car. So I got a couple of low-pass filters and come out with a pulse width modulated signal, and that gives me the DC, but then I got to use two Arduinos. So I got a little tiny one here that I'm going to use for receiving that signal. Yeah, enough of that. It probably puts you to sleep. So you have a good day. And I've forgotten your call already, but I guess it's the only important one that I need to announce is mine. So have a fine day today. Enjoy the sunshine up there. This is WZ8N, clear with you, but listening.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that's way above my technology. So anyway, 73. And I'll be listening, clear and listening to KE8FGW.
N8OVA listening.
KE5's DJO. Traverse City, Michigan.
N8OVA listening.
Cincinnati, the OCA, KB5CJO. Wayne over here in Traverse City. Good morning.
Good morning. I was been trying this note out of my buddies down the road from me to see if it was working. I guess it is. It doesn't show that I'm transmitting anything, but something must be working. I'm in Manistee, by the way. This is N8OVA. My name is Tom.
N8OVA. Yeah, Tom, you sounded good. Loud and clear. Crystal clear clarity and audio. Full quieting, so no pop horn noise or anything like that. So you're sounding pretty good, so you must be throwing out some kind of an output. It's working good. I heard you in there earlier, so I wasn't sure if you were hearing me, so I didn't know if it was on my end or your end. So if you are sounding a lot better than if you were keyed up just previous of that last transmission there.
Okay, yeah, where did you say you were at again?
Yes, I'm located here in Traverse City, Michigan, just south of the downtown area.
Okay, very good. Yep. We get up there quite a bit. Wife has to go to an eye doctor up there every month to get a shot in her eye, so we're up in Traverse City quite a bit. Well, I'm glad I got it. It's working. My buddy and I have been working at it, and it's his node, so that's great. I'm glad it's working. Thanks for the comeback. You have a great day. Talk with you later. N8OVA, clear.
N8OVA, KB5CJO, Kilo Bravo 5, Zulu Juliet Oscar in downtown Traverse City. Talk to you later, and you enjoy your afternoon. Be careful driving. Roads are pretty good, though. Well, most of the snow is melting. It's about 35, 38 degrees, so don't foresee any really road problems unless it comes down heavy. I don't foresee that happening today. Have a good afternoon, and we'll talk to you later. KB5CJO will be monitoring.
KHSPW Mobile.
KB5CJO.
KHSPW Portable.
Well, that portable station out there only caught part of your call sign there. Kilo Bravo 5, Zulu Juliet Oscar, here in Traverse City.
KB5 Zulu something Oscar. Okay. Hey, KB5 up here in the zoo. Name here's Brad, and how are you doing this morning?
Doing okay there, Brad. You're keying up, I guess, or you're talking before you key up. I'm not sure what's going on because I'm catching only after the first 5 seconds of the transmission there. So I'm not sure what's going on if you're actually talking before it keys through the system. I don't know. Not sure. Kilo Bravo 5, Zulu Juliet Oscar. Handle here is Wayne, and we are in DC. And it sounds to me like you're up in the Sault Ste. Marie area.
Wow, okay. That's a new one. So maybe it's on your end. Maybe you're cross-bending or something. I have no idea. There's a funny tone right after you get done talking. So that's something new I haven't heard on the network lately, but okay. So, how's everything down Traverse City? You said your name is Dwayne. Are you visiting or do you live there? Because I haven't heard you on the system.
Yes, my QTH is Traverse City, and the handle here is Wayne, not Dwayne. Whiskey Alpha Yankee November Echo. We are located just south of the downtown Traverse City area. Actually talking from the radio shop here. We are radio tech and programmer, so we had this one monitored and dialed in, so we thought we'd be listening in on it. And I guess this is also linked in to some of the nodes and also on Echo Link. I was trying to find the Echo Link site, but I haven't found it yet. But anyway, pleasant morning to you. We are getting some snow, but it's not sticking. It's just some flurries coming down, about it. And about 36 degrees.
Oh, okay. Well, very good. So what radio shop are you working at? Is it the same one that Drake.
Now we're over here at Grand Traverse Communications, Grand Traverse Mobile Communications up here. It's off Cass Street, Barlow Street. So yeah, we're kind of almost on South Airport Road, but not quite.
Oh, okay, yeah, I heard of you guys before. The chief just got a quote from you for a couple 800s, so very good.
Yeah, that probably would have had to been Neil. He's our marketing rep, so he's probably the one that gave you the quote. Derek is also here. He's usually up in the front office, but yeah, Neil pretty well takes care of all the marketing, the quotes, and the bids, so that's probably who we talked to.
Okay, well, there again. So, yeah. Oh.
I don't know about you, but I'm about ready for spring. I was ready for it back when we had the 70s and 80s. We had just a little taste, just a teaser. And then it seemed like Mother Nature decided to flip us back to February. I don't know, but yeah, I was surprised to see a little bit of snow on the ground, but not much. Just on the grass seats and the dirt surfaces and the trees and the automobiles, but the highways and roadways seem like they're pretty clear, so it's above freezing. I'm just hoping it's out of here sometime this week, and it looks like by the weekend it warms up, and next week looks pretty good, so I guess we'll just take what we can get and get through it, and we know that spring and summer's going to win over pretty soon. The battle will be over. So, but yeah, it's nice seeing the moisture. At least we're not getting the drought for the wildfires that some of the country is seeing. There's sure a lot of flooding going on between Southeast Texas and Louisiana, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Kentucky. It's really bad scene down there. I hate to see those guys go through all that.
Well, that was weird. Everything just reconnected. KE8FJW, portable. KE8FJW, monitor. FJW monitoring portable.
W8RPM WJ8R. WJ8R clear.
KE8FJW monitoring.
K-8YGT mobile.
K-8YGT mobile, N-9-K-O-P mobile. Good afternoon. What are you thinking about the new radios we got?
I'd say I like them. Green's not my color, but at least it's noticeable.
They aren't bad. Yeah, I don't like about them is you can't hear them when you're running around an engine.
Yeah, what are them fancy ones that you got? Them Harris dual, or their high band 7 and 800?
Yeah, Motorola APX 7, does 7,000.
Yeah, if I wasn't so cheap, maybe I'd give me one of them.
Yeah, I hear ya. I heard all your guys were on high band earlier. I haven't made the switch yet.
Yep, I don't believe that Todd has grabbed his yet, and, well, my grandpa doesn't really want one, I guess.
no comment, but yeah, did Scott talk to you about 302?
Not sure about anything with 302. I know 301, the recirc valve got loose again, and we went to look at it, and the bolt was totally missing.
Nice. I guess the radio in 302 totally quit. So he was going to have you look at tomorrow and see if there was something that got missed or something before he calls Neil over to look at it.
I'm assuming you're talking about the 800 that was just put in it.
Yeah, affirmative.
I guess I'll have to maybe take a look at that. He never told me that, so.
Yeah, him and I were on the phone today about some other stuff that he's not too happy with and I'm not too happy with, so. We were coming up with a game plan.
I gotcha. Well, maybe I'll give you a TX later, but just got home from the grocery store. We're going to cook up some food, so I will be leaving here. So, okay, K8YTT and 9KOP, Mobile.
That's right. Talk to you later. I'll be on my way for dinner. N9KOP in the Mobile, quick.
KC9VAW Mobile.
KC9VAW Mobile, good afternoon. Name here's Cameron. Charlie Alpha Mike Echo Romeo Oscar November, I'm Mobile. I'm down here in Mayo. Good.
There, copy that. That Cameron I'm hearing over there.
I thought I knew that call sign. That's Dave. Dave, are you Columbia City or are you up north?
I'm over by Columbia City in Whitley County. Got a meeting this evening in South Whitley. AMBEST there. I'm currently en route to that. Just got all right back in Fort Wayne. Had my truck deleted and tuned earlier, and I got it done today, so I went up, picked it up, so heading back over here to South Whitley.
Copy that, and my phone just rang. Good to hear you, Gabe. At 19 OP, I'll talk to you in a bit.
You can
hear everything. Oh, lady. You're by the channel. Greg.
Didn't catch you were calling for. KC9VAW Mobile.
Yeah, I was calling for Greg over there in Lewiston. He's just about the only way he's got to communicate right this minute because they don't have any electricity. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee November, down here in Georgia.
This is Alpha Charlie 8, Alpha Yankee Mobile. Anyone in the Indian River area? Nothing heard. This is Alpha Charlie 8, Alpha Yankee Mobile.
WZAW.
Well, we got 8 wheels, right?
How you doing there? Yeah, I haven't heard you in a while.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm here in Vanderbilt right now. They're doing some work in one of our state towers. You're on the Indian River area. What would you recommend for a late dinner? Hey, they didn't get anything. I heard the ka-chunk, but nothing there.
Device the depot, KE8FJW.
I don't know why it was, I'm not getting it, I heard you fine. The depot, that's a restaurant, hopefully it'll be open a little later.
For a restaurant,
actually, I don't think I've ever been there.
Burger King and McDonald's are up here.
Yeah, it's a depot, apparently it's good.
That was weird, I actually heard both of you while you doubled. So I heard the Burger King, the Donald's, and then the Depot. I'm going to kind of look here. The guys here that are climbing the tower are actually staying in Indian River. I'm going back home. I'm going to eat there.
Monday, and the River's Bend, that one's closed. Nobody's there working that one no more. Christopher's is not open late. So it's a breakfast place. So if you want to get a restaurant around here, it'd be Burger King or McDonald's.
All right, that's super sad face. I might go see what if Thirsty Sturgeon, if they're open late, maybe they can go south before they go north.
Open today, but tomorrow closed on Tuesday, so.
All right, fair enough. What was the other station that was in there? This is Alpha Charlie 8, Alpha Yankee with WGAW.
KD8FGW. Tuesday, right.
Well, that's a bit of a hop. What do you got for a setup?
Oh, portable. I have a repeater connected with the All-Star. Linked down into the Hunter.
Alright, I got you there. I was like, well, that's a good shot for a portable, but that makes more sense. I know on the Mackinac Bridge I can hit the Gaylord machine, which is currently off. We're still dealing with ice damage. I work for the state. And when the ice came off the tower, one of our state towers took a couple of our microwave dishes out. So got some guys on the tower, and they're trying to remove one of them, but the ice hit it really hard. So they're not having a good day.
Oh, probably not. Yeah, I went by the Rinko state tower there, and they had some new equipment on that. So I was like, they must be doing some more upgrading.
We should do what they were, but I know that there's I don't know if it's co-locate or there's some personal stuff. That is one of our towers. I've been to it a couple times. One of the shortest driveways that we have, for sure. Name here is Rod, why don't you go ahead and take a trip, and then we'll hand it back to the Sioux Station.
Dave, well, I'm going to check out here, so good to hear you, though. I'm on HF, so... we'll talk at you another time. I'm going to go to the Cadillac swap there. I hope you'll see you there. My brother-in-law, Mike Miller, he's over in Traverse City area, Cedar. He lives in Cedar. But he's a chief engineer for 7 and 4. They got towers out here, too. And he said they got a lot of damage out here on some of their towers. So. That'll be a GAW. I'm going to go back to HF. See you later.
Rod, well, you have a fine evening, and thanks for coming back to my call. Enjoy HF. My HF antenna did survive, so my dad's did not, though. KDAKCV, that storm really done them in, so you won't be hearing them on HF for a little bit. This is Alpha Charlie 8, Alpha Yankee Wolf.
Hi, Ron. Yeah, very good. Enjoy your HF. I know you love you out there. So, anyway, yeah, good talking with you again. And, 73 people, KE8FGW, portable.
Fine business for coming back to my call. And, hopefully this will start melting off soon. I know we broke 200 inches in Gaylord. You know, the people that are praying, I hope they quit. And, all right, we'll be clear. This is Alpha Charlie 8, Alpha Yankee Mobile. We'll go ahead back to 14652.
Ending YSS testing.
KF8CMT, copy?
Kilo Oscar 6, Golf Uniform Romeo, Alex down here in Southern California. I believe I heard a station calling for KF8CSD. That would be Kilo Foxtrot, Sierra Delta, Greg up in Lewiston. And I believe that was Tony. Over.
Kilo 5, X-ray. Tango, tango.
Sorry, guys. I was in the camper. I had to step outside.
Greg, good to hear from you, man. This is Tony in Dallas-Fort Worth. K5XTT.
Yeah, there too, Tony. Yeah, we're surviving out here. Got the generator just plugging away, keeping us warm with a couple of heaters. I'll tell you, it doesn't look like they've even started even coming into the neighborhood here, though.
Hang in there, buddy. Better days are coming.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. All right, well, I'm going to go back in the camper. It's a little cold out here. I think it's like 19 degrees. Wind chill factor at 10. So when I heard you guys, I was in the camper. I can talk inside my house, but inside the camper, it's like talking out of a pretty cage. It won't hardly work. So I heard you guys in there. Just wanted to acknowledge. I appreciate you guys coming up here and checking on me. Really do. KFA, CST, we're going to be clearing on the side.
Copy that. I won't keep you. Just wanted to let you know we're all thinking about you, man. K5, X-ray, tingle, tingle.
Do appreciate it, sir. And Alec, I appreciate you too, buddy. All right, we'll talk to you guys in a little bit.
K06, here you are. Greg, dang, good to hear your voice again, man. K5XTT, please stay warm, and I believe Mr. Ron will be checking in with you, and Dale checking in with you, and, you know, a lot of people are going to be checking in with you guys. Great to hear you guys' voices out here. My thoughts and prayers are with you, Miss Laura, and everybody else up in Michigan going through this terrible, terrible storm. All right, you guys have a great night. Kilo Oscar 6, Golf Uniform Romeo, 73s, and I'll be clear on your final.